Good morning, Lee.
Results are in and the electricity prices are up.
Well, the prices have risen to the point that all the reductions we've had in power over the last 3 years have evaporated. And we're back to where the pricing was sort of in the 2019-2020 period. It's not good. It's not totally horrible either, though, Lee. We have the data in front of us, and it looks like around 11 or 12% rise in power prices, which, you know, and I thought that was surprising, as the wholesale prices have risen by around 37% over the last 12 months, with most of that action occurring in the last 6 months.
You've been unravelling the Tasmanian Economic Regulator. They've come up with their wholesale energy price average.
That's right, and they use this to underpin all their pricing. And I didn't know this, but they actually average it over 8 quarters or 2 years, and the figure they came up with is the average wholesale price of around 8 cents. Now, this also has become the minimum feed-in tariff price that electrical retailers can offer for a solar feed-in as well. So the economic regulator takes 8 cents per kilowatt-hour wholesale average, that's what they come up with, and then they add the network costs and then the retail margins for profit, and then that becomes the tariff rate.
So this means in the current volatile energy market, Adrian, everyone is going to be taking a bit of a hit, but the consumers have been spared the worst of it, I guess.
That's right. You know, I've been following the spot market over the last few months, and the lowest I've seen the wholesale price is 18 cents, and the highest around 44 cents per kilowatt-hour energy. Now, that's a far cry from 8 cents that the economic regulator is working off. Retailers who purchase the wholesale power are going to have a lot of red on their books, you know, because if the current pricing fiasco isn't arrested soon, but remember, they're basing their retail prices off only having to pay 8 cents per unit. That's not 18 cents, and that's certainly not 44 cents. So basically, they're going to take a big hit. Now, this is why on the mainland, we've seen a lot of the smaller energy retailers close up shop, as they do not have the capital or the underwriting to absorb those kinds of losses.
Has calculating the average wholesale electricity price over 2 years instead of 12 months saved us from, I guess, the big price hikes?
Yes and no, Lee. We've basically kicked the can down the road, and we've given the national energy market more time to get the wholesale pricing under control. Also more time to discuss should Tasmania continue to have our prices influenced by the mainland fossil fuel chaos. Now, when we use renewable energy, that's largely immune from commodity prices, so we probably shouldn't be comping it like we are.
Okay, so if we look into the crystal ball, what can we expect if we, say, stay with a two-year averaging formula?
If the insane prices are not arrested, then possibly next year we could see another rise of around 20%.
Right.
As we would have a year and a half of crazy prices in the two-year averaging period, where this year we've only got 6 months in the current calculation of that two-year calculation.
So even if we do get the prices to settle down a little bit, we're looking at a major blip in the average prices off the back of those extraordinary times.
Yeah, look, I don't think there's no future where I don't see prices continuing to rise.
Adrian, if we do not see the state government intervene in how the formula is calculated or how we interact with, say, the national energy market in regards to wholesale energy pricing, then it's going to be dire next year, isn't it?
It is. It is. That's what I'm saying, mate. There's no way we're not going to get out of this with a little bit of skin off us. On a positive note though, Lee, so it's not all bad, I guess, is this has all come about due to 10 years of the complete absence of a national energy policy, and we have a new government who is keen to sort things out, or at least they appear to be. Let's hope they have the temerity and intelligence to hold the gas and coal giants to account and not be led by the nose like the other mob were.
Well, time will tell on that front. What can we do to blunt the impacts on these rises?
Okay, firstly, check to see if you're entitled to any of the state government energy concessions. Now, if you hold a Services Australia or Department of Veteran Affairs concession card or a HIMI card, you can apply for the annual electricity concession, which is worth around $1.40 per day, and that's $126 off every 90-day bill. There is also a heating allowance for eligible pensioners, which consists of two payments of $28 in May and September. That's basically for anyone who's on an age pension, carer payment, disability support pension, parenting payment or service pension. Then we have the life support concessions, which is a reasonably defined list. So just Google life support concession Electricity Tasmania and you'll find those. Lastly, there is the medical cooling and heating concession, which is if you have a medical condition that requires you to live within a specified temperature at your, you know, principal place of residence, definitely get online, have a look at that, because those are quite good concessions as well.
And concessions aside, all the products and techniques that you do talk about on Power Savers have just become more valuable, haven't they?
They have, by about 11%, Lee. So here's a few more for you. Shut those curtains early in the afternoon. Keep that heat in. Turn the thermostat down a bit, as every degree over 21 degrees is around 15% more total heating energy consumption. That's a lot. Turn things off when not in use. Keep your freezer full. Full freezers, and I use water bottles in mine to fill in the gaps, use a lot less energy. Change over to LED lights. Remove that old tired clunker of a direct electric heater and install a super efficient LG heat pump.
And remember, when we're in the shower, change those shower heads over to more water efficient ones. They'll make a big difference.
That's right, mate. That lower flow rate means lower hot water consumption. It makes a lot of difference.
Another good idea too is perhaps use a timer.
That's right. If you're on a tariff 93, you do not want your hot water cylinder coming on during peak periods. So therefore, you've got a timer on it. It'll only come on during off-peak, and it'll be the cheapest way of using electricity to heat your water. Or you could install an energy-saving iStore heat pump or a NeoPower solar hot water unit, and those just crush your hot water costs.
Use the sun as much as possible to warm the home. That's a good idea.
That's right, mate. Let it in during the day. It's free and abundant energy. And better still, you can try capturing it with Qcell solar panels, turn it into electricity, use it to energise your home. They can't charge you for what you don't buy.
Sound advice. Now, if we've got any questions at all, we need some advice on how to get our energy bills under control. What do we need to do, Adrian?
Call us on 1300 502 599. Have a look at our website, which is all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, and you can see what we have available to put you in the driver's seat of managing your electricity bills, or pop in and see us at our showroom, which is at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton. Or if you've got any questions, send them through on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you.
Wonderful big showroom there too, Sheffield Road in Sprayton. And if you can't make it in, well, you do travel, don't you, right across the northwest coast, including to our friends in Circular Head. Adrian, Luke, you enjoy your day and your week. We'll have more Power Savers for DMS Energy next Monday morning.
Thanks, Lee.